I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We all have our guilty pleasures. Commentator Richard Purcell was just brave enough to tell us his.
This is hard for me. I've come on the radio to admit a deep, dark secret. And that secret is, I was really feeling VH1's reality series called Ego Trips the White Rapper Show. In case you hadn't tuned in, let me explain the premise. The show featured 10 aspiring MCs, all white, who spent a hot summer month living in the birthplace of hip-hop, New York City's South Bronx. Mentored by MC Search, former member of the pioneering white rap duo Third Base, these white rappers were put through a hip-hop boot camp. This was done through a combination of hip-hop history lessons, advice from old-school rappers, and elimination challenges. Whoever was left standing would win $100,000 and a chance to become the next big white rapper. The show is a mixture of American Idol, a hip-hop edition of Survivor, and a bizarro version of The Biggest Loser. Since instead of shedding pounds, these MCs had to get their weight, aka skills, up. I was skeptical at first, but was surprised because some of these MCs were kind of nice. Here's a little sample from ATL Shamrock, who went on to eventually win the $100,000 prize.
Put a clock on and I'ma chew your ass up. I never knew what to do with that luck, so I took it in my own hands. I'm a grown man, I'm in my own plan.
Now, you cannot have a show about white rappers without cringeworthy moments. Here's one featuring Laura Jamar, member of the rap group Brand Nubian, confronting aspiring white rapper John Brown about his company, which of all things, he calls Ghetto Revival.
Why would you want to revive the ghetto? The ghetto is poverty and pain, especially for black people.
I want to revive economically, spiritually, you know what I'm saying? Infrastructure-wise, it's nothing but love, my brother.
When I hear ghetto revival, I'm thinking that y'all trying to bring ghetto back. Like, y'all want pissing in elevators and smoking crack and like that. Like,
nah, man. Hallelujah, holla back. Hallelujah, holla back. Hallelujah, holla back.
I don't think Lord Jamar is going to hallelujah or holla back anytime soon. Like many reality shows, there's a built-in humiliation factor, and white rapper made plenty of jokes at contestants' expense. For example, one of the elimination challenges had the white rappers appear on a fake game show called Affirmative Reaction to test their knowledge of black stereotypes. On the other side, there was also something profoundly earnest and educational about the show. Hip-hop lessons were given by recognizable artists like the aforementioned Brand Nubian. But lessons were also given by less recognizable, yet crucial figures in hip-hop's emergence like Grandmaster Cass and Popmaster Fable. Even some of the newer school MCs that appeared, like rapper Saigon and R.A. the Rugged Man, are not household names. The thing is, I bet there are plenty of rap fans and aspiring rappers, black and white, who aren't familiar with some of these artists. So while the show had plenty of entertainment value, it also dropped gems on its viewers. And I think the title of the show implies this. In it, the word white is written in parentheses. And we all know from our grammar lessons that parenthetical statements give information, but can also be ignored without losing the main idea of the sentence. Realizing this, I found myself enjoying a show where sometimes white was relevant, and other times lessons were intended for all.
Richard Purcell teaches at the University of Pittsburgh. He's finishing his doctoral dissertation on writer Ralph Ellison.